Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Trip through It's a Small World pretending I was a UN interpreter. I think I'm... Wow, that was really, really bad.
So sorry for my language.
I'm so sorry for my language.
Kelsey Grammer taking a dive, huh?
He just went, good lord.
there's still nothing funnier than people falling over, I reckon.
Oh,
it's
no
gotta be one of the best things.
Nah, it's a classic for a reason.
There is an age though. Like if you see an old person fall over, you're like, oh fuck.
I feel like it's a diagram like
I laugh harder.
It's like, yeah, it's age plus like how severe the fall is. So if that's an old kind of gets right back up, I'm still laughing at him. Like I'm crying laughing at him.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
I don't care how fucking low your balls hang, brother. A fall's a fall.
Oh, welcome to the Patreon, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back.
We're get, back. We're back.
Patreon.
We are making money, stacking shelves at Woolies. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. Begging our real estate not to turn off the lights.
Yeah, the amount of money we make off this is like what you leave in the center console in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's a lot more than Joel Turner.
So oh,
let's
yeah.
Keep, let's poor, keep that in mind.
Poor Joel.
We can't keep throwing him under the bus if we want him to do our theme song.
Mug off. Ooh. Man, that would be so sick if we could get him to do a mug off.
Oh, I feel well, like we could get him this afternoon. Well, to do like,
literally, I've reached out yeah. on Instagram. Right?
Yeah,
I because we were trying to get.
Did he see it?
No, not yet. But I did it like at lunchtime today. There's still time. It's
what if we just go to his Patreon and sign up? And it's like then he has to look at us.
Yeah, then he'll have two Patreon listeners himself cool. and yeah. and us.
We get well if we do that, it's just $3 because it's like $3 a month. He'll send you a personalized beatbox.
Oh shit! I forgot we were looking at this the other day.
And
yeah.
It's like. Well, I mean, we're top of the line as soon as we sign up. I can't imagine the other guy's got his beatboxing message, you know. So it's got to be straight to us.
So then we'll do, it'll just be like a mug off themed
yeah,
one.
Yeah, just say like you're listening to the mug off because that's what we call our mates, you know. Like yeah, we've got to pretend yeah. like it's just the boys.
And we'll just make, swap that out as the opening sting for the next month.
Oh, with him. For the ever.
Forever.
Man, we could get him on for sure.
I would love to have him on. Like a live show, just like the way they used him on Friday Night
oh,
Fever,
yeah.
whatever
oh, yeah.
they're called,
with Goldie.
It's like our next segment or our next contest, like next guest is, and then Joel, take it away. Nick Cody.
Man, you know who I would love to get on is Mike Whitney.
Oh, brother,
I would fucking love. To
I think we have an in with him somewhere. Surely, I think Heggie knows him.
Heggie,
I think he does. He worked for him for years.
Yeah. I know.
Driving him around,
Mike
biting his lip.
Man, one time,
by Whitney Yak Yak.
One time I was at this gig at the Newtown Hotel, and Taunton used to do a bit about Who Dares Wins, and then yeah. he was like, "Do you guys remember this show?" And his girl at the back puts her hand up and goes, "Yeah, my mum had an affair with him." And then I was like, "Hold, man." Taunton didn't ask any more questions about it. He's like, "Oh, I mean, that's crazy." Yeah. And then afterwards, I found her and I was like, "Hey, you got to tell me. Yeah. You got to tell me." And she's like, "Well, there's like kind of, we've always suspected that he might be my dad."
Oh.
She was like,
Does the carpet match the drapes?
She was like, "Look at my hair. It's black and curly, just like his."
I can't bowl for shit either.
Both of my parents have like fair hair.
Wow.
And I was like, "Dude, Mike Whitney's your fucking dad."
How does she know? Like, time, like, does the timeline match up? Like,
yeah. It must have.
He was in Terrigal filming at the time.
Yeah.
Just driven a car through a wall that was on
Man,
fire.
I would love to hear some of the stories that, well, some of the things that didn't make it on the air.
Her mum was like, I was just walking through the food court of Erin Affair.
smashed a maxi bon, he smashed me.
Yeah. He could have smashed the maxi box. Good on him, Mike. Finally, one through the keeper, huh? Fucking hell.
If you can blow this candle out, I'll blow your back out.
Oh, the good old days when you could go to a...
Leaving $50 in the nightstand when he leaves in the morning.
Oh. Just telling her co-workers had signed her up for it.
He shows up at a workplace like... I'm here to fuck you.
If you can make me come, I'll take you to Dreamworld.
Yeah, Steve here said you need to plug him, and I'm here.
Steve? Where's Steve? Where's Steve? Steve,
here he is. He's a bloody culprit. Steve,
he reckons you haven't had a good plug-in. Come on, you're going to hop in this helicopter and fuck me or what? We'll be looking over Terrigal.
I'm Mike Whitney, bitch.
I'm Mike Whitney.
Man, he's got a band called the Mike Whitney Band.
Yeah, they don't do covers.
They don't.
Apparently, was it someone was saying they saw him at like the Marley Bar, and they were like... play I Don't Like Cricket, and he was like, fuck off, mate, we don't do covers.
They're all originals.
I think he's got
fuck his yeah
wow,
because he tours with
how the fuck do you know so much about these,
mate,
Australian
just
fucking
job
TV
sites, man? I worked with a guy for years whose neighbor was Vic LaRusso from the Mixed Traffic Helicopter. Like, this is the shit, mate. Like,
man, what an obscure claim to fame. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, he was like, do you know who that is? I was like, exactly, I know exactly who that is, brother. Just,
I remember once in primary school, there was the weather reader, Frank Warwick. Mm. He came to my school. Dude landed on the Oval in a fucking helicopter.
That's a cool.
And then
shit.
He was like talking at the assembly. I was like, man, shut this cunt up. Fucking fire up the helicopter, brother. What the fuck are we listening to this old weather cunt for? Fucking, let's get in the helicopter. Channel 7 News
written
on it.
Take us for a spin. Let me have a crack at this.
Yeah, man. I think that might be where my love of helicopters started.
They sent that fucking reptile Tim Bailey to our school once to just... talk about the weather or something. He was in assembly.
Yeah.
Just being like, you know, the weather's crazy. I was well, like, man, it's just the level of fucking people we're getting in.
People that might not realize, but friend of the show, Jack from the Junkyard, once made an appearance on Cheese TV representing UNICEF way back when.
Is that true?
Yeah. I can't find the episode.
I think I did know that, yeah.
Man, one of my good mates, was I probably said this 1,000 times on the show, his family were the toy testers. He's still got all the toys.
Yeah, I've mentioned this.
I haven't heard this. That's the famous guy, most famous guy I know. Shout outs to Scotty.
A toy tester.
He was a toy tester.
Fucking off.
I'm fucking watching so much Cheese TV, like on YouTube, just trying to find him.
How much is out there? Years worth.
It's a fair bit. Like, fuck, there's some kooks out there, man.
Man, we should try and get those guys on.
Yeah,
the Cheese TV
again,
guys.
I'm loving all these achievable goals we're setting. Yeah. Joel Turner, Cheese TV.
Yeah. It's very on brand for us to just have obscure celebrities on.
Yeah.
Very attainable, obscure celebrities.
It's a nostalgia-based podcast at this point.
I once saw Casey Donovan on Bumble.
Oh, man, I think everyone has. I saw her on there.
Yeah,
I swiped right, but I didn't get the match.
It's often the case. I tell you, she's a bit of John West about her. You know, it's the suitors she rejects that make her the best. I mean, she's knocking you back, me back. That's 2/3 of the mug off.
Well, it's up to me to land this big fish, huh?
I reckon you could stick the landing here, Jerry.
Fuck. Good times. Well, boys, I've had an interesting week. I'll tell you about this.
Interesting week. It's only Tuesday, man.
I know. It's already kicked off. I started working this new job, but I had a shave and got a new haircut because I was watching this show on TV at Monica called Younger. Where this woman...
This is so pathetic.
Hear me out. She pretends to be like 23 or whatever, and she's like 40 or some shit. So she just like gets like all done up and stuff and goes to work. And I was like... I went into work on Monday and the apprentice... they were like, oh, you're the new apprentice. And I'm like, yeah. And I had the haircut and the thing. And they were like, how old are you? And I'm like, 25. I don't even know why I lied.
Yeah.
I've been lying, brother, because you're in your 30s now.
Yeah. Like, 34 in June.
I've legit forgot my age. Like, I'm just telling people I'm 31. And
oh, really?
Yeah, watching my sweet Marie just scoff at me.
But it gets worse because I was lying all day. I don't know why. Just one guy I just lied to. Like, yeah. I just pray I never have to fucking see him again or something. But then I was driving home, and I got like, I was all nervous before my first day, you know. Yep. Didn't sleep.
Monica packed your lunch.
Monica packed my lunch, put my backpack on. And
yep. Gave you palm cards with rebuttals if the guys tease you.
Yeah, it had his correct age on there, but he couldn't read it.
Just let me turn this palm card around, Cameron. You're going to look real stupid in a minute. But and then I was driving home. I was like real tired. And I'm like, I just had to like get fuel for my car. I filled my car up and I went in there and the 7-Eleven near your house, which I love. Yeah. I go there, well, I love the sandwiches. Yeah. I'm there all the fucking time. shout out to 7-Eleven on Crystal Street.
Let's not blow up my spot here.
I didn't say your address. Yeah, and okay. You're moving soon.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Bring your mittens if you got around. He has this place.
All right.
In the all ski lodge.
Or a bit of Tinder to get the fire going.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Yeah. I'm leaving that house soon, actually.
Yeah, well, season's over, is it, mate?
Bro, I've legit lied to my real estate, said I'm in hospital. I've bought myself 2 weeks, 2 months free of rent. They're like, they're just sending me get wells. And how fucking, they're like, yeah, you're like almost 2K in arrears, but I hope you're doing okay. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sick.
Oh. I might have to run you over to get you into hospital.
It might get to that, but let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
So anyway, I was in at 7-Eleven. I was looking tired or whatever. And then the guy there, because he goes, man, you look really tired. And I was like, oh, yeah, my...
I'm 25.
who, me? Yeah, 23.
I just go, yeah, my... my baby's been keeping me.
What is going on?
Just lying about the life you wish you had.
I don't know. I guess. And then he was like, oh, how old's your baby? And I'm like, this is pretty funny because I didn't. Like, I go, oh, 2. And Monica was like, that's not even a baby's age. Like, a baby's like a year. So they're like,
why is he keeping you up? Because he's getting up to go to work.
Yeah, he leaves his work boots lying around the prick.
Dump me, Charlie.
You idiot. What a dumb lie.
I'm such an idiot. And now I can't go back there. And I fucking love that 7-Eleven. I go there all the time. They got the flaming hot Cheetos, the fucking chips. And
it's a few things there. They feel like they go rogue on those.
They do, man. Yeah. It's a great spot. And I'm fucked now. I can't go back there because I just told this stupid ass lie.
Don't worry, brother. I'll smash these chocolate croissants that are just waiting there for us near the door.
Man, just go back in there and say, when he asks about your baby, just be like, that wasn't me, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you reckon?
There must be someone older.
I'm going to need another haircut to go back in there.
Oh,
he's
going
to be
easy.
Like a... Oh, I just feel like such a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
bro.
Maybe. What, well, you think he's printed out your photo and put it on the dad wall behind the counter?
Yeah, this guy lies. This guy lies. He's a liar.
He's lying right now.
Yeah, it was so fucking... I just mugged myself off so bad. For no fucking reason. What? He doesn't care. I could have just said anything. But I think we're just saying if you're...
Yeah, just be like you just finished your first day at work. Just be like, yeah.
Yeah, you're nervous.
It was a big day at work.
Yeah. So fucking stupid. I don't know why I did it. It just sounds better.
Packed up all the blocks the quickest.
It'd be pretty funny if the dude's like, I must work in an office, huh? Yeah. Doesn't know a hard day's work. Yeah, like, no! You would have loved that respect so much more working hard rather than just your fucking dumb imaginary baby stomping around in his size 10s.
Literally on the back end of a 13-hour shift. Yeah. And you're lying to him.
I know. Such a fucking moron. And then it fucked me. I was just like, oh man, I just felt so embarrassed. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, it is pretty funny lying sometimes, like just
for no reason. Yeah.
I do it all the time. Yeah. I lie to your face.
I went to this restaurant
if I
once
just met you.
With
I'll straight up lie to you.
I went to this restaurant, man. People could tell me lies. I don't even remember meeting them. They'll be like, "Oh, hey, man, I'm like, hey, what's going on?" They're like, "Oh, I was talking to you the other night." I'm just like, "Sorry, man, I drink."
I'll say,
okay, "Yeah, you were pretty pissed." I'm like, "Oh man." Yeah.
What an incredible out you've created for yourself.
I do a bit of lying myself.
Lying in bed with a fucking can between my fucking lips.
Yeah, beeline.
There was a guy at this gig that I did last night, actually. He was like, oh, man, I'm a fan of the podcast. I was like, thanks. He's like, yeah, I went to TAFE with Jerry.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, Adam.
Shout him out.
Again, yeah. I don't want to.
He barely met the cunt.
I don't want to use his government name, but yeah, Adam. He's a cool guy.
All right.
Yeah, he seemed like a good dude.
Yeah, if he's checking out live comedy, seems all right.
Well, I think he's an act.
He was on the...
Oh, yes?
On the open
mic. Where was your fucking TAFE college, brother?
Oh. In the western suburbs somewhere.
Oh, okay. He's been very coy.
I can't have cunts and roll in the
course. Well, just the same way like a magician will never reveal his tricks. Like, a retard like you won't tell him what tell people what TAFE you go to?
Yeah, so what? So what if I... Am I allowed just one thing private? Hey,
TAFE is where you hang the helmet, man. It's a state of mind more than a venue.
I can't have
Shit where you study.
I can't have people showing up to fucking where I work. I've got a young kid at home.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I've got to worry about my privacy now. Yeah, I can't just be thinking about this sort of shit, you know?
Fair enough, brother. Fair enough. Fuck, I used to love TAFE.
Yeah,
I used to just be like, nothing was prepared, like barely brought any books and stuff.
You
just
can't
like,
fail.
I was just like, man, I'm going to make these kids fucking laugh, man.
Man, speaking of funny lies, I used to, I'd probably spoken about this before, but went to a restaurant with Sam Campbell.
Yep.
And it was straight after a gig. So he had this massive suitcase with his props in it.
Sure.
And we went in and the dude's like, you just come from the airport. And Sam was like, nah, we both work, and he's like, he's always dragging me into these lies. But he's like, we both work. You know when you go to a game and there's someone shooting t-shirts into the crowd. We do that, and the guy's like, oh, and he's like, yeah, it's full of t-shirts. This is the mug off, baby.